Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Well, Bibi Netanyahu was saying he didn't want to hear from America. He's going to destroy Rafah, but now he's saying he'll send a delegation. He may not immediately destroy it. So that shows pressure is having an effect. We don't want to kill those women and children, folks. I want to kill Hamas. I don't know about you. But here's Joe Rogan on the subject. You know, I pointed out a week ago that super viral clip that got 50 million views. That you've got robot drones killing humans, whoever they are, unarmed. That image is Skynet. That image is sick. Here's Joe Rogan talking about it.
I want to know what she was fired for. Because was it criticism of Israel? Was it? I mean, did she show that Edward Snowden video that he put up on Twitter that shows them
maybe
drone bombing those kids that are those men, I should say, unarmed people that were walking towards the rubble that clearly weren't causing any danger to anybody?
Yeah, right.
They just bombed them.
Yeah, no, it's your duty. It's just like for Biden or whoever you like, you're supposed to cover up for them. Because
the whole thing is like they're always saying they're only targeting Hamas and everybody else is a casualty. Well, if those guys are just unarmed civilians and they're walking alone, that's what they appear to be.
Dresden.
And you just blast them from the sky with robots.
This is the tragedy of war.
Yeah, this is insane. And no one knows what to think now, because if you can't talk about that, if you can't say that's real, then you're saying that genocide is okay as long as we're doing it. And
that is what we're saying.
And if you're saying that from a perspective of someone who literally went through the Holocaust, or your people, your tribe, went through the Holocaust, and now you're willing to do it?
I hope the irony is not lost on you.
It's so nuts. It's so hard to imagine that someone where a culture, like a country was like officially founded in, what, 47?
48.
48? Okay. Officially founded. So that's so recent. and you guys are willing to do what was done to you that led you to believe that you needed to start your own country? You're willing to do that, at least on a small scale, in Gaza? Like, there's nothing left.
And the argument is, well, if you did something bad to us, I'm not trying to side with the other side. It's not. It's got its own problems. But everybody sees this. This is wrong. And the other side's super deceptive, too. I know that. The point is that Israel can't act like that. And now Israel's starting to figure out this is irrevocable stuff going on. It needs to be put in reverse, not in neutral. And the same thing. Russia's not perfect, but we can't go start a war with them and overthrow the elected government 10 years ago and have Nick Victoria Nuland and George Soros brag they're starting a war and act like they didn't. We're starting a war with the biggest nuclear power in the world. It's crazy. It's not because I'm a Russian agent. I'm an agent of survival and life. And that's why I stand against this. And yeah, the other side misrepresents everything I say, too. That doesn't mean I'm with them. Doesn't mean I want to ship all the Palestinians here. I was on with Eric Prince and Steve Bannon like 3 days after October 7th, and I said, well, the only way Israel can do this and not have huge military casualties is to carpet bomb slowly from the north to the south. But I said, don't do that. That'll be a war crime. It'll blow up in your face and turn the world against you. The anti-Israel crowd, these huge liars, they took a 17-second clip of me wargaming it, cut off the front and the back, and said, Jones calls for the carpet bombing. Even though Bannon and both and Eric Prince said, don't do it. And he agreed. Prince said, yeah, that's a bad idea. It's the only way they can do it. But again, it's that people want the moral high ground. So people that are pro-Israel just say anything we do is okay, including injecting our people with GMO shots. And then murder all these people. And then Hamas says, well, we're going to murder all the Jews and push them from the mountains of the sea. I don't support the mountains of the sea. That's genocide. And I don't support Israel then behaving like that and then getting down on the devil's level. It's that Keith Whitley song. Let's come on with it. I'm no stranger to the rain. I fought with the devil. Got down on his level, but I never gave in, so he gave up on me. I'm no stranger to the rain. I can spot bad weather. Oh, yeah. I mean, come on, man. I'm just trying to be good. I'm just trying to tell the truth. Good Lord, I'm trying. I'm a flawed creature. I see through a rose color darkly. I am not God. I'm far from it. I am a creature that God made, though, so that I can experience consciousness and make the right decisions at this level at boot camp so that I can get my wings and go to the next level. and I've already seen it, and it's so real. So take me home, Lord, whenever you're ready. I'm ready for the next level. I believe. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stranger to the rain, I'm a friend of thunder. Friend, is it any wonder lightning strikes me? I fought with the devil, got down on his level, but I never gave in, so he gave up on me. I'm no stranger to the rain. Spot bad weather, and I'm good at finding shelter in a downpour. I've been sacrificed by brothers, crucified by lovers, but through it all, I've withstood the pain. I'm no stranger to the rain.
We are back live broadcasting worldwide, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. All right, I saw these headlines last few days, and I asked Dr. Kirk Elliott, economist and also theologian, to come on with us and talk about it, because there's so much to hit. And yesterday at about 7 p.m., and I was already up at 5 a.m., and he sent me a bunch more at 5 a.m., so I spent about an hour reading over this. If he talked 100 miles an hour, he'd never hit half of it. But King Dollar gets castrated under Bretton Woods 3. What's Bretton Woods mean? Well, you should know, folks. A lot of you probably do know. And then we've got Swift Advances CBDC, Invocations as Interlinking Solutions. We've got gold and silver exploding. Everything he predicted happened. We've got a clip of that, but why play the prediction? Dr. Kirk Elliott, I want to talk about where the world is in the economic crisis right now, which is clearly why they want the wars and destabilization be the smokescreen to blame what's about to happen on that instead of the monetary policy that makes Bernie Madoff blush. So, Dr. Kirk Elliott, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it's great to be with you, Alex. So, really economic chaos, and as we were talking about these headlines, and we've addressed this numerous times over the last couple of months, but it's accelerating. It's accelerating at a rate that maybe we expected, but when you see it right in front of you, it's like, oh my word, it's like here. So central bank digital currency, right, is the ability to cut you off from buying or selling if your ideology doesn't match up with theirs. That's what that's all about. Changing.
And by the way, that's not talk. They admit that. It's already done in China. It's already done in parts of Europe. This is total surveillance of what you do, controlling where your money can be spent. This is hell.
It absolutely is. And that's why it's like this is like the mark of the beast. It's not like the mark of the beast. I think that this is the technology of that. Because
J.P. Morgan's rolling out their biometrics payment this week.
Yes. And so when you have your retinas or your fingerprints attached to your bank account, they're promoting this as a safety measure, right? I'm promoting it as this is absolute people control.
And isn't it funny? You're a theologian. 2,000 years ago, the head of the hand to buy and sell, and now they say the head of the hand. It's actually happening.
It's actually happening, and you can't get away from it. So here's where Biden started this ugly ball rolling really quick when he weaponized the dollar against Russia. So back when Russia invaded Ukraine, what was Biden's nuclear option economically? He said, hey, Putin, we're going to cut you off from the SWIFT system so you can't get any wires coming in bank wires coming into Russia to pay for anything, right? We're going to starve you to death. So the SWIFT system, we have to explain it real quick. It's the messaging board from bank to bank. So let's say you have an account at JPMorgan Chase, Alex, and you're wiring to somebody who has an account at Bank of America. So SWIFT would say, hey, JPMorgan Chase, we're going to wire $5,000 from this guy Alex Jones' account to some Jane Doe's account at Bank of America. Without that messaging system, bank wires don't exist, right? So it's the framework and the foundation of money transfer globally.
It's the neurons of the currency system.
Yeah, of the entire global currency system, right? So this is why Biden basically said, hey, Putin, we're going to cut you off from any kind of money flow coming into your country. So what did Putin do? Putin went to China and said, hey, Xi, we've got this problem because Biden wants to cut us off from any international bank wires and starve us out. So they got together and said, oh, that's okay. Don't worry about it. We've got a similar program running parallel called CIPS, C-I-P-S, to replace the SWIFT system.
And now the dollar's lost 20% since then.
Yeah, exactly. So here's where Russia and China got really, really in bed together. And now the BRICS nations are now BRICS plus, 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 because they're adding the oil producers of the world, you know, the Egypts and the Irans and the United Arab Emirates and the Saudi Arabias and the Argentinas, right? And they're they're de-dollarizing the world. So that one weaponizing of the dollar threatening Russia to say, we're going to kick you out of SWIFT. This is basically what
that knocked a major domino over.
This caused the amplification and the acceleration of BRICS rising up to de-dollarize the world. So now you've got BRICS nations doing that, killing the dollar, killing King Dollar, but the rest of the world is still on the SWIFT program, right? So SWIFT, no banking gets done without that outside of the BRICS nations, right? So here's what's happening now. These articles that you and I were talking about, SWIFT, and I'm not talking about some internet blogger talking about these things, directly to the source. You go to the SWIFT website, you know, and what does it say? It said they are in finished stage two of testing of the interoperability, the connecting of central bank digital currencies to financial institutions globally. Because if you think about it, different central banks have different currencies, different fiat currencies, and they all have to connect with each other in this digital world so they can cut you off from buying or selling.
So let me interrupt. Get to your main point, but as a layman, Gaddafi talked about this and they destroyed him. Iraq talked about that, destroyed him. But this is China and Russia, and now it's launching. What are the globalists going to do? They usually start a war, where I guess they've already done. They're going to go completely ape.
Oh, they are going to go absolutely completely ape. And so, but here's where I'm looking at this. It's like, oh my word, Alex, we've been talking about this and the implementation, the ramifications, listening to the Bank for International Settlements, listening to the World Economic Forum, the European Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, talking about this. And now over 90 countries throughout the world are all implementing central bank digital currency. What's the connector of all those banks? SWIFT system. That's how the money transfer happens. So SWIFT finished their connectivity of converting fiat currencies to digital currencies and all these different exchange rates all into one. So now they said we will have full implementation of connectivity between countries and their central bank digital currencies and financial institutions in the next 12 to 24 months. So that's the timeline, I think, between freedom of privacy, freedom of speech in your money, because that's when you spend money, that's what you believe, right? You're buying what you believe in.
What you're saying is the window is closing before the central bank digital currency comes in one way or another. I mean, the tyranny's coming in.
Well, yes, because September of this year is the United Nations Pact for the Future symposium conference, which they announced about 2 years ago. So all these things that are being implemented, digital social profiles, social credit scores, ESGs, the World Health Organization basically usurping sovereign power from countries, and Biden gave this up. He gave up our sovereign authority, his sovereign authority as a president, to some bureaucrat, some person who runs the World Health Organization. Now, 192 countries, part of the World Health Organization, are slaves to their decrees. If there's a global health emergency, that they announced it. They announced what the parameters are. If there's an economic event that needs attention, if there's a global health pandemic, if there's a black swan event, if there's an event in outer space that needs our attention, they actually can gain control of people's travel, of opening bank accounts, mask mandates, vaccines, everything. They can control everything.
So they're trying to gear up martial law ahead of this. Let's be clear.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Prices go up. So you're seeing the price of silver really start to jump. Gold is jumping too, but silver's doing better.
Well, that's where I'm going next. I know we have limited time here, but it's a 6-minute clip of you making predictions 3 months ago, 2 months ago, a month ago that came true. I'm not going to play the whole 6-minute clip, but we'll post it on X later, guys. After the show, I want to post his predictions here and then link to the full interview. But here you are months ago saying it. Now it's here. Here it is.
Last 3 weeks has literally gone from the upper 22s to mid 25s.
By the way, we should find the clip.
Even though gold is going up, gold is at an all-time high, and it's amazing, right? It's been booming. But silver is doing even better.
The average ratio between gold and silver is 20 to 1. It takes 20 ounces of silver to buy 1 ounce of gold. Today, it's close to 90 to 1. Gold's going to continue to go up. So then the second part of that is true, is silver is going to catch up. It's going to outperform. And it will act as a multiplier almost on that.
It's still way undervalued for what it should be. That's why, even though it's up because of inflation, it's probably, in its probability, going to be what performs the best in the short, mid, and long term because it's so undervalued.
Yeah.
How high is silver? How high does gold go when the dollar goes belly up if it does?
Okay, so I'm not God. I don't control the markets, right? But even if you were to look at, like, usdebtclock.org, it shows what the price of silver would be without manipulation. It's over $1,100 an ounce. Silver, over the last 3 weeks, has literally gone from the upper 22s to mid 25s.
By the way, we should find the clip. We'll re-air this next week. Find the clip of you on 3 weeks ago. You predicted that in the next month.
Yes.
You nailed it.
Yeah, well, and because it's not...
That's like, the guest I have on, though, people that nail it and nail it and nail it. When have you ever been wrong? I haven't seen you wrong yet.
I'm sure I've been wrong at some points. Nobody's perfect, but yet these things are so crystal clear to me when I've been looking at this for 30 years.
Yeah, massive out-of-control inflation, silver way undervalued, it's going to go up.
Yeah,
even though gold is going up, gold is at an all-time high, and it's amazing, right? It's been booming. But silver is doing even better. I mean, the last time that I was on your show, it was a couple weeks ago. Silver was like $22 and something an ounce. Today it's over 24. It's like, wow. I mean, it's really booming, right? And over time, silver is going to continue to outperform gold because of where the historical ratio is. How many ounces of silver does it take to buy 1 ounce of gold? That's what we look at. It's all pointing towards silver right now.
Where is silver compared to gold, right? Because it's not overvalued, it's undervalued. How do I know?
So gold's the benchmark, and if for its real price, if it's not equal to what it's supposed to be, you know it's undervalued.
Yes, so you look at historically, the average ratio between gold and silver is 20 to 1. It takes 20 ounces of silver to buy 1 ounce of gold. Today it's close to 90 to 1, which tells us either gold is overvalued or silver is undervalued. Right. So is gold overvalued? No, because the things that cause gold to go up are unsustainable debt, inflationary pressures, political chaos, geopolitical conflict. We have all of that. So gold's going to continue to go up. So then the second part of that is true, is silver is going to catch up. It's going to outperform and it will act as a multiplier almost on that. And so over time, as silver outperforms, here's a really amazing strategy, Alex, that I've done numerous times for clients over the years.
No, but I get it. It's still way undervalued for what it should be. That's why, even though it's up because of inflation, it's probably, in its probability, going to be what performs the best in the short, mid, and long term because it's so undervalued.
Yeah. When you look at what silver has done, for example, since the year 2000, you know, when we started to really see inflationary pressures hitting, silver was less than $5 an ounce. Today it's over 23. I mean, that's up in like 6-8-fold increase during that time frame. But we're up about 100% over the last 3.5 years.
All right, this is Dr. Kelly. I'm going to stop that now, but it goes on and on. You in the last 4 or 5 months predicting all this. continue. I'm going to stop interrupting because we only got 30 minutes left after this break. You sent me all these articles, all these documents about what is about to happen in the world market. Please continue.
Okay. So as big as this is, the SWIFT system basically going to control all of our banking transfers within the next 12 months, United Nations stepping in before that, there's going to be some kind of a crisis that comes up for people to willingly give up their freedoms for that, right? So I think one of the retirement bombshells of the year, because we talked about big, huge issue. Biggest story of the year is FDIC being underfunded. We talked about that on the last show that we did. Only 0.74% of all deposits are now insured by the FDIC. That's bad. Forget about your $250,000 insurance level. But the amount of underfunding of Social Security is now $175 trillion, Alex, with a T. Trillion. Janet Yellen signed off on the document. So we're looking at this. It's like, oh, my word. Social Security and Medicare fund underfunded by $175 trillion. So you go way back in time when Social Security started. They never intended Social Security to be a lifetime thing, right? They had an expiration date on it, and it was around 2030. Well, because of stimulus money and things like that, it's been extended, but Social Security, according to these numbers, ends. It'll run out. It'll be defunded by the year 2035. That's 11 years away, and Social Security will be dead dog broke. Right. So you're looking at all these people going into retirement. And why is the reason? It's not because of malinvestment. Granted, we have interest rates going through the roof, high taxes. People aren't paying money. The government's running out of money. But there's something bigger than that that you can't overcome. And that is the fertility rate in America has gone below 2.0. So if we explain that, so a fertility rate of 2.0 means when mom and dad die, they've had two kids and they've replaced themselves. Society stays constant. When the fertility rate is greater than 2.0, let's just say it's 3, that means when a mom and dad die, they've actually plus 1 in the economic output because they've had 3 kids. If it's below 2, the society is shrinking, right? And right now in America, the fertility rate's 1.64%. We're shrinking. And so here's the problem. You've got the aging of America, the graying of America, all these baby boomers going into retirement and are wanting benefits. But now there's fewer people paying into the system. To me, when you have very few people paying into the system, working adults, to actually fund the retirements of the people that are now, you know, trying to get it, what did I just describe? That's like Bernie Madoff. That's a Ponzi scheme where it takes the new people to pay for all the old people's benefits, and there's not enough people to make it work. This is why it's underfunded. So since 2010, the amount of payments going out to Social Security is $60 trillion more than the amount of money going into it. It is absolutely running out. So imagine the fear that this starts to bring into retirees and people going into retirement thinking, I've paid into the system my whole life.
All right, Dr. Kirk Elliott, stay there. We got to go to break. Some stations carry a break. Let's come back. But here's the deal. It's over. Whether it happens next month or 2 years from now, the Ponzi scheme's over. It's going down. No one can deny it. And all these governments and countries are jockeying around to get positioned for what's about to happen. The general public has no idea what's about to hit them. We're trying to give you a first look.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-799-7999. Young. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Waging war on corruption.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, Dr. Kirk Elliott is an amazing economist, really smart guy, a great guest. He's also a sponsor. He makes that a side issue, but it's a central issue. You get gold and silver from him right now. Put his website up on screen. But you sent me a lot of stuff to boil down, a lot of articles, a lot of angles. You just now got into the central bank digital currencies and the SWIFT system, this whole system coming to an end. What's going to come out of it? Please continue.
So right before the break, we were talking about Social Security being underfunded by $175 trillion. The reason why this is inescapable is because of our fertility rate. It's not because of poor malinvestment and investments. I mean, that's part of it, but you can always recover from that in time. A fertility rate in history, it's 100% chance that a country doesn't recover from that, literally, throughout history. If I were to say, if
and by the way, interrupt you again, I shouldn't do it. Elon Musk continually harps on this. This is a fact.
Yeah, he does. I mean, it is absolute fact, and it's the most dangerous thing to society ever.
Because, Alex, if you were a gambler and you were going to Vegas, and I said, hey, Alex, it's 100% chance that you're going to lose all of your money. Well, you probably wouldn't gamble. It's like, who wants to lose all their money? But it's 100% chance that countries that dip below 2.0 in their fertility rate never recover. So here's the reason why. Let me illustrate it with a story. Let's just say that we have to get higher than 2.0. So there's a crazy policy where 100% of every child age bearing woman in America gets on fertility pills, and they have five kids. Right. Okay. Great. That's that. But it's going to take 18 years before those kids become a productive member of society. Right. And so at least a couple decades after that extreme scenario that actually would turn things around. But that extreme scenario, it's ridiculous to think that everyone in America is going to go on fertility pills. Right. And this doesn't turn around. So ultimately, you collapse from the weight of entitlements. Right. This is where we're headed with society. So if you add
it's flowered and Piven on a worldwide scale.
Worldwide scale. China is even worse than we are because they've had a one-child policy for so long that they're even worse than we
so
are.
So why did the globalists do this? Xi Jinping reversed it 5 years ago, but the dollar laid a day short, or day late, dollar short. Why did they do that? Why are the globalists pushing this? They know what it'll do, Dr. Kirk Elliott.
Well, they I mean, you can look at like the Georgia Guidestones. You can look back to policies of population reduction globally. So they want, I mean, my commencement ceremony at University of Denver, when I graduated with my master's degree, this was back in 1994. Senator Tim Worth, a senator from Colorado, gave the commencement speech. And it was the most dismal, like, commencement speech ever, because he's talking about, you know what? We have to reduce the population of the world down to 500 million, and that's our goal. It's like, what? This is supposed to be a happy day of people graduating, and you're telling us that you want to kill off like 80% of the world's population, and this is your goal? Stupid. I mean, but
and that's what's crazy. It's not even secret.
It's not. It's not secret at all, and they're bragging about it. And yet sometimes the lies are so extreme that people say, well, that can't actually be real. Who would think that? It's real. They're bragging about it, but it's so extreme that people don't believe it. But all you have to do, again, don't take my word for it. Don't take Alex's word for it. Look at the source documents of everything that they're saying. They're not hiding in the shadows. They're just out there in the open, talking about it, bragging about it. This is what they want.
So let me ask you this. What's their track? Can we turn it around? Regardless, how do we get prepared individually?
So we can always turn things around, you know, with an act of God. The world is starting to wake up to these things because you look at what's happening, the things that have been said, the overreach is so extreme that people around the world are thinking, I know that inflation's not 3.8%. When the price of cereal, the price of milk, the price of eggs has doubled, people are seeing that there's lies. Now you see banks that are going to start to fail, and there's not going to be enough money to bail them out because FDIC only has 0.74% coverage. So then people are going to get even more scared and realize we've been lied to, right? And Social Security potentially going under. Then you have central bank digital currency, and people are not going to be able to buy and sell if your ideology is wrong. This is what they have said. So ultimately, people are going to wake up, and we're starting to see countries backing up their currencies with gold by the thousands of tons. We're starting to see states like Texas, Oklahoma, Florida, potential legislation, having a state chartered bank backed by gold. Individually, we can do the same thing that central banks are doing when they're buying thousands or hundreds of tons of gold. We can buy precious metals, not by the ton, not even by the pound. We buy them by the ounce, right? And to whatever our means are, whether we have little means or a lot of means, right? You could be worth $300 or $300 million. You start allocating with what you have consistently. Every single paycheck, start putting some away, because every time that you allocate into physical silver or physical gold, you're pulling that money. It's this great exchange of pulling out of the paper-based fiat money creation that's the entire global system's based on debt, and you're going into something that's solid, something that's accountable, something that's tangible, something that's real, and that's how we can start to not just prepare to survive, but truly, Alex, prepare to thrive in the world that's coming of inflationary pressures. You know, in one of those articles that I had sent you, we have talked about this for the last 3 or 4 months, how they are not going to lower interest rates because they haven't tamed the inflation beast. Well, just this weekend, one of the Fed presidents of one of the Federal Reserve banks, what did he say? He said, I don't see how we're going to lower interest rates anytime soon. Didn't get into detail as to why, but I'll tell you why. Because inflation is still persisting. If you lower interest rates while inflation is persisting, then inflation's going to get worse. You raise interest rates right now when we're in debt up to our eyeballs, you create one of the biggest recessions known to mankind. And they don't want either one of those outcomes.
By the way, you predicted 2 weeks ago that they would not raise interest rates. You said that, and they didn't.
They didn't. They didn't. And they didn't lower them either, because we said they are going to pause because they know that either one of those other options, lowering interest rates will cause inflation to go up, and they can't afford that. Raising interest rates is going to cause a recession, bigger recession. They can't afford that either. So they're just sitting in pause mode for a while, and they're going to do this for a while. And so when there's that kind of uncertainty, turbulence in the markets, here's the flight for quality exchange in people's portfolios, in their wallets, in their brokerage accounts, in their IRAs, where they start to say, I need something that's real. I need something that's tangible. And this is where we can start to take advantage of that. I mean, you had shared a video with me 2 months ago, Alex. You're totally on top of this, where Larry Fink is saying gold is real money. You know, and so...
Yeah, he said, he goes, we service Bitcoin. It's great, but what we really think it's about to move is gold. But you're saying, no, silver's even better.
Silver's even better because the historical ratio between gold and silver is pointing towards silver, meaning silver is undervalued. It's going to outperform. It's going to grow faster. And if something's equally as safe, gold and silver equally as safe, but if they're equally as safe and one is doing better, well, then we go into silver. We go into the one that's doing better. So in the last 30 days, silver's up 10%. Gold is up 6.3%. It's like, okay, are either one of those bad returns for a month? No. You'd be happy with both of them. But one of them is 30 to 40% faster growth than the other. That's silver. So we allocate into silver. And here's the amazing thing about silver, Alex, which is why I've been promoting it for years as a safe haven investment option for people, is because it's a dual-purpose metal. Gold is a financial metal where it thrives on political chaos and uncertainty and turbulence and inflationary pressures and unsustainable debt. But that's all that it is. It's not used really for manufacturing. Silver acts like gold as a financial metal, but it's also an industrial metal used for all those electronics and aerospace and defense and all of that stuff, right? So we have this cool thing happening right now.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com. For the whole family.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a
smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Now, is that going to fix the broken system, Alex? The answer is no. It's not going to fix anything. It's going to actually amplify inflation because it's easier to create inflation with a few keystrokes than it is to print paper dollars. But what they gain is absolute people control, source of funds, use of funds, what you're spending on money on, when, to whom, and for, you know, all of that stuff. See, it's all about control. Everything that we're seeing in today's world is about control, right? And because if you can control what a person spends on, you can control them. See, you look at everything that's happening politically, economically. It's all about control. You look at the sex trafficking that's now starting to be exposed. You know, that's one of the biggest control things ever. And you've got all these celebrities that they're being held in check to keep these skeletons in the closet. Now that they're being exposed, it's like there's light that's being transferred into this world, and even the smallest of lights can cast out darkness.
That's what I was going to say is people, I see the comments everywhere like, oh, Jones must be controlled because he's successful. No, or, you know, there's good people, folks, and there's not just evil. And if we're informed about how things work, we can change the world and build better systems. There's not just evil in the universe. In fact, good is the majority. The problem is good doesn't try to be in power. But the good is everywhere.
It is everywhere. And people who want and seek power should never have it. Right? The ones that don't want it, they're the ones that should. And there's always been good people and bad people. And what we're starting to see is this pendulum shifting, and the good is starting to win. This is why I have a smile on my face. Because ultimately the darkness got so dark. I mean, good grief, Alex. They're selling children as sex slaves. They're controlling people's money. They're killing people just because. They're destroying
Planned
people's
Parenthood
retirement accounts.
Planned Parenthood is keeping babies alive. The reports are here and selling them for body harvesting.
I mean, that's disgusting, right? But here's where the evil has gotten so dark that all it takes is just a little match in a dark room, and it can light up the whole room. It doesn't take that much light to expose.
Exactly. The darker it gets, the more good shines.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what I see starting to happening. And during the darkest times, people start to reach out for faith, right? They start to look into the scriptures. They start to pray out to God, even though they might have never done that before. And it's, I think, this paradigm shifting, pendulum shifting moment in society where we're shifting, where now the light is going to be greater than the darkness. And good things are going to start happening. And financially, this is something that doesn't take a very big collective voice to make politicians, you know, ears open up. You don't have to be that loud. Financially, it's a still small voice, a singular voice, your own, saying, I'm going to get out of the paper system and go into tangible assets. I'm going to do something to protect my own finances. That's one voice. It's ours. Right? It's your voice. You speak it, you act on it, and then you can start to see your own financial world start to change. Now, collectively, we need to make our voice heard, open up these politicians' ears with loud voices of such, this is enough. We want our freedoms back. We want our privacy back. We want to regain control of our political freedom, economic freedom, religious freedom, health freedom, all of it.
So let's shift gears out of that, because I already saw you decades ago at WorldNet Daily and all your work, and so glad you're a sponsor. But when I get going here, we talk about it. What are you advising people to do? Yeah, I know you have to talk to them personally, see what their issues are and their particular, you know, lay of the land. But what would you do just in general before people call you about what you're doing to prepare for obviously the end of an era, a new system starting?
Yeah, so a couple of things. Number one, in a rising interest rate world, where debt is going to be the Achilles heel of anybody, start to get out of debt. You will be a slave to debt in a rising interest rate environment. So start getting rid of your debt. Start pulling back, trying to determine what's really important in your life and what's not, and cut out the fat, right? So be lean and mean. Get rid of your debt. B, allocate into something that's growing. General rule of thumb, when something's coming down for fundamental reasons, get out of it, like stocks, bonds, mutual funds, even real estate right now, and go into something that's going up, like tangible assets, gold and silver.
That's the globalists are quietly hoarding.
They're quiet, or not so quietly hoarding.
No, you're right. It's all over the financial news. I've got it right here. Like, you don't want to push gold, because I get it. Silver's a better deal. It's undervalued. So you can make a lot more money selling gold. I get that. But gold hit all-time high. I mean, you said 2 months ago it's going to hit all-time high. It did. But you're not even pushing gold. But I mean,
Yeah, I'm not pushing gold. It's not that I dislike gold. I love it. But silver's just doing better. I think thirdly, we have to take control of our health and our bodies, right? Because they're going to be pushing vaccines down us. They're going to be doing all this stuff. And you've been doing this for so long with the natural things that you are selling to actually increase our health, regain our health freedoms. That's incredible. And then lastly, you have to be part of a community of like-minded people that share the same faith, the same worldview, the same ideology, because these are the kind of dark times.
Oh, in the future, it's all about gangs. Like Haiti or anywhere, they have their evil gangs. We've got to create community, but that's really a gang. I mean, we need community, which means, folks, it means a gang. Christians and patriots have got to get a gang. We got to get a posse right now.
Yeah, and so everything that we're talking about, finances, get out of debt, get healthy, which you have products for that, community, everybody watching this program has similar worldview, right? And so find people of like mind and start hanging out.
Because
right?
When collapse happens, it's all about human power. You can talk about gold or silver or Bitcoin or food or farms. If you don't have people to defend it and people that are on a team, you have nothing. So we call it a team. The globalists call it a gang. They've got their gangs. We got to establish teams.
Well, and I would, yes, we have to establish that. And with that, I think food, Alex, is becoming a big thing, because with all the illegal immigrants coming up from the South, you know, in the past, you know, you go to Mexico, you come across the border, it's like they check your bags. Do you have any fruit or anything like that? Because they don't want any bugs or parasites. All that's coming across. Right? It's like, so there's now threatened the food supply. You've got cattle in North Texas.
But that's no joke. Immigrants. One fruit with a certain fly eggs in it could kill all our crops. I mean, that's a big deal.
All of it. I mean, they're slaughtering cows in North Texas because of tuberculosis, because they're hiring the illegal immigrants that actually have TB, and it's transferring to the cows. Literally, this policy that we have at the border is not just impacting our
safety. Yeah, people don't know it took 100 years.
Security.
It took 100 years to get disease under control, and now it's all back.
Yes, it's all back. So I know you asked a short little question. I had a long answer, but there's those things that we can do financially: invest in gold and silver, food, take care of your health, get out of debt, and make sure that you have safe food and a community of like-minded people. All of that stuff. But all of this is encompassed under the big umbrella. Make sure that you're right with God, right? Make sure that your faith is what guides you, and don't operate out of fear, but operate out of confidence and boldness and wisdom and discernment that God gives each and every one of us. It's like, that's my answer.
Well, Dr. Kirk Elliott, you're right. You know, the Bible tells us we don't have a spirit of weakness, but a spirit of victory and overcoming. We've been right. So we're not arrogant about it, but this show, our guests, we've really been right. Everybody knows it now. So let's be leaders in our community. People are ready for us to lead them. And we don't want to lead them from a position to want to be leaders. We've got to lead now by example. We've got to speak out. People are ready now.
They're ready. Times of crisis always cause people to look for truth, right? And we are in a time of crisis, politically, economically, socially. But here's what I think about all of that, Alex. I think we're all spiritual beings living in a spiritual world, and everything that we're seeing is a physical manifestation of a spiritual battle that's taking place. And we know how to win spiritual wars. You get on your knees and you pray, right? And so everything that we're seeing, though, God will give you wisdom. He will give you boldness. He will give you courage. You responded to that call decades ago when you started doing this show and spreading truth. It wasn't an easy path. You're attacked all the time. But yet when you're called to do it, you just do it. And this is where all of us are called to be what we're
and
called to be.
And it's been amazing. It's been amazing doing it. So in closing, people can go to kepm.com/gold. They can call you. They can help you. Gold and silver bullion, literally at the best prices you're going to find. Great service. kepm.com/gold or call 720-605-3900. People call them. They're great folks. And we'll have a gold and silver saying, you know, it's just one more thing that's critical in the overall system that we need. Dr. Kirk Elliott, thank you so much. KEMPM.com/gold or 720-605-3900. Doc, thank you so much.
You bet. My pleasure. We'll talk soon.
All right, folks. Jason Burmes always knocks it out of the park. And he's set to take over the next hour. Then Owen Schroyer, 3 to 6 p.m. And then at 6 p.m., we got Jack Posobiec. We got Adrian Dittman. Who they think is Elon Musk. We've got everybody else. We've got a huge lineup. 6 p.m. tonight, Infowars.com/show and Real Alex Jones.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.